Hello, no BS,
as we say in Hawaii. Happy Aloha Friday. I'm going to rename myself here so that, you know, I think you know, I'm not Corinne. who do I have here helping me out? If you can, here we go. I have the accountability goddess. Who do we have as a coach? I'm hoping Coach Judith is here to help me out. If you can raise your hand, I can promote you on stage with me so that you can help me out with the chat. Okay, let's get started. I don't see you, Coach Judith. I see you in the chat, which is great. Make sure, everyone, that you have your chat set to everyone, so that everyone can see your chat, and it's just not me spying in on you. There you are. I see Coach Judith. I will promote you to panelists. Thank you so much for helping me out in the chat today, and she'll be here with you too. She will be using all caps so that you know that she is a team member. She's not yelling at you. She's not, I promise. Okay, so today's call is a community call. It's not a coaching call because it is here to show you the benefits of your membership and so that you get to know your community here in No BS. Today we'll be talking about accountability groups and how that can help you. We are on the team. We work here. I am a coach. Coach Judith, who's in the chat, is also a coach. We're here for you. Later on, you'll be meeting Heidi, who her primary responsibility is on the community team. And what she does is she matches people up when they sign up on the No BS membership site for an accountability group or partnership. We call her the accountability goddess because, let's face it, she is. And she does her work very well. So you'll be meeting her. Also, you'll be meeting other No BS members. We call them the sisterhood, right? We have a sisterhood here in No BS. They're here to tell us how they are making accountability work for them in their weight loss journey. They're going to give us tips and tricks of how to get it done, and so that we can use it too and inspire us. So I'm excited about having everybody up here with me. Before we start all that fabulousness, I want to introduce myself. I'm Coach Dina. I've been in No BS since 2019. I started, like a lot of you, listening to Corinne. And I remember hearing her say that you could eat the foods you grew up with, the foods that you choose, and lose weight. That got me really curious. Throughout my journey, I've learned that curiosity is a great thing for No BS women. And it got me curious. So I started trying it out. And a little part of me wanted to prove her wrong because I'm Mexican American. I was born and raised in Hawaii. I'm a self-proclaimed foodie. I love to cook. And I thought, I don't think she knows what I eat. I don't know about this. And a little part of me wanted to prove her wrong. Don't do that. You can't prove Corinne wrong. Thankfully, I did not. And it worked. And I have been very successful with my weight loss more than any other diet that I've ever tried. Plus, I get to choose the food that is on here and lose weight. That's pretty epic. Never found anything like that. And so, yes, I encourage you, keep learning, keep finding out about how to do that because it's amazing. In 2020, I joined the No BS team. I am now one of the coaches here on the coaching team. What that means is that I work with members who have invested in one-on-one coaching. We work on a variety of their goals. Most of them are weight loss. I have a couple of people who also are in job transitions. And so they have found one-on-one coaching very helpful and beneficial for them. And I see that Coach Judith, she's so good. She popped in the link there in the chat so you can check it out. We'll also make sure to put all of these links in the call notes so you can check it out. Another part of my job as an OBS coach here is that we are all in the Ask Coaches section on the membership. That is part of your membership, the Ask Coaches. You can go there, ask any question you like, and one of the coaches will answer you. It's a great tool, great resource. If you don't have a question, go in and check out the questions that have been asked and read through the answers, and you'll get a lot of benefit from that too. Another part of our job is to focus on specific subgroups. Each coach has specific subgroups that they, you know, watch over for. I'm so fortunate. Mine are the No BS Facebook Women of Color, such a great group. The No BS Foodies group, such a great group. The No BS Life Coaches and Therapists. There are so many great subgroups available in the membership where you can connect with other No BS women who have similar ties that you do. And it's so great. I think Coach Judith is also going to pop in the link on where you can see all of the different subgroups available to you as a member. And then before we get to that, we're here to talk about accountability, which is part of your membership too. Like, what else do we get? Good Lord. Like, not only do we get Corinne, but we get all of these too. And before we get into the nitty gritty, before I ask Heidi to come up here and show us exactly how it's done, I want to spend a little time to talk to you about what accountability is to begin with, right? That's a good thing to think about. So we have internal and external accountability. Internal accountability is the goals, the promises, the commitments that we keep for ourselves, and we keep ourselves accountable. Like, that's our commitments to ourselves. External accountability is when you ask others to join in on that effort. It's great to do that because it then cultivates a community that will be supportive to help you with your internal goals and commitments, right? So the thing that I see sometimes in the membership is when someone will say, oh yeah, I want to join an accountability group because I need someone to like kick me in the pants, right? Like, I need them to motivate me. I need them to inspire me because, man, I need it because I just don't have that. Okay, here we go. In No BS, we learn that inspiration, motivation, those are feelings. How do we get feelings? Feelings come from our thoughts. So you generate that, not someone else. You can do that yourself. You can be inspired and motivation. You create that. So now you're asking, okay, if I can do that, if I can get motivated and inspired myself with my thoughts, what do I need an accountability group for then? How's that work? Okay, so it's helpful because it will support your resolve, but be sure that manufacturing commitment, that's your job. Okay, that's your job. What an accountability group or partnership will do is to help you and support you. So if you've been in the membership and your resolve, your commitment has waned a little bit, absolutely use accountability groups or partnerships to, if that's like a little flame, fan that flame so that it can burn brighter, and use accountability to help you with that. I mentioned this quote in another call and it really hits the nail on the head. It says, transformation takes time, but is accelerated with community. So let's take that in. Transformation takes time. It does. But it's accelerated with community. Like, it'll go faster if you have that support system. Another quote that I love is on the accountability page on the website from Corinne herself. It comes from a video that's on that website, which you should definitely check out, about accountability groups. And she says, in only the way that only Corinne can say. She says, trying to go it alone is hard, so don't. Wise words from Corinne, right? She's a queen. She is the queen for a reason. If you're wondering about what I'm speaking about, that internal accountability, and if you're wondering, like, do I even have that? Like, I feel like, am I even committed? Because I feel like I'm not even committed. Like, I don't even know. I don't even, gosh, what's happened to me? Or, you know, you want to know more about this internal accountability. There is a video on the website under New Member Quick Start. It's called Becoming a No BS Woman. It talks about that starting mindset that you need, basically that internal accountability that will help you through your weight loss journey. It is such a good video, you guys. It's such a great reminder. And as a spoiler, if you're wondering if you have that internal accountability, I'm going to tell you, yeah, you do. You do. You have it. If you are a no BS woman, if you're here right now, if you're trying to learn, if you're trying to figure out this weight loss gig and how to get it done, you do have it. That video will help you get re-inspired and recognize who you are, right? It'll remind you, like, yeah, that's what I am. That's the commitment that I want. Also understand that those internal commitments, they can grow. If it's, like I said before, if it's waning a little bit, if it's just a little flicker of a flame, absolutely, you can cultivate it and make it grow. Another great resource for finding out more about this internal accountability that I'm talking about is the Creed of a No BS Woman. Also on that same page, it's just a worksheet with a list of commitments that that we call the Creed of a No BS Woman. Commitments that are so helpful for you as a No BS Woman to think about, to be reminded about, to internalize, to keep as your own. There's a section there called Commitment to Community, which is it lists a bunch of commitments that you would make as a no BS woman to your community. If you notice that you're also waning in your commitment to your accountability group or partner, that's a good list to go through too, just so that you can be reminded, like, yeah, that's what I need to do. Read through that worksheet. It is so good. It's such great reminders. And so let's talk about accountability groups here in No BS. They're not for our perfect days, right? So many times it's so easy to show up when we're doing all the things and we're getting it right and we're getting wins and we're like, rah. When you're not having those perfect days, when you feel like, oh, what am I doing? I just keep doing, you know, I keep messing up, blah, blah, blah. That's a great time to show up. I feel like in my journey too, the thing that I had to disconnect from was this sense of hiding, of always trying to, you know, do it alone, trying to put my best face so that no one knows, like, what an F up I am, right? And all of this stuff, like all of that battling against you, accountability groups help you with that. They are there to help you problem solve. Sometimes you can't see it, but when you speak to a trusted friend, another no BS woman, they help you, right? They help you to see that. They help you to find that next best step. They help you stay focused and keep moving forward. And the things that I love about accountability is it helps you practice different things. So many things would be better for us if we practiced a little more. Accountabilities help you practice asking for help. As women, how many times do we just think, I don't want to be a bother. I don't want to ask for help. I don't want to look weak. I don't want to impose. No, a great practice is to ask for help. That is the time to ask for help. It also helps you practice not beating yourself up. When you get on a Marco Polo or Zoom with your accountability partner or group and you start trash talking yourself, guess what they're going to do? They're going to be, no, that's a no. Like, we don't do that. And sometimes we don't even hear it. Like, there's like sneaky little things that we will say about ourselves that we don't even realize. And a partner or group can point that out to you. And it also helps you celebrate wins, another important practice through the journey. I don't think we understand the importance of wins. I was just talking to a client yesterday. She had a win and she was like, yeah, you know, I lost 4 pounds. Hello, you lost 4 pounds when the week before you were even questioning that you could lose weight. Like, this is the time to celebrate. And I told her the reason why it's important to celebrate, not because we're toddlers, not because it's like, yay, I did something good, woo, you know. It's not only that, that's a good practice, but it builds that recipe, right? When you have a win, it's so important for you to dig in to like, how did that happen? What was I thinking that led me to that win? What's the recipe of success that I used to get that win? So that you have it in your recipe file, right? You can call it up again because you will have a similar situation that will come across. And if you have that win already in you, you can recall it and you'd be like, yes, this is how I did it last time. Another important reason of why we celebrate wins. I would love to bring Heidi up now so that she can give us the dirty details of how to join an accountability group here in No BS. Let me call her up, promote her as panelist so she can join us and you can check out why we call her the goddess around here. She's going to come up and she will run through it. Heidi, if you can, hi there. I can't hear you. You have to unmute.
See, it's
looking all fabulous.
It's 7:15 in the Pacific Northwest. I'm struggling. So
I love how you struggle and like show up like, oh,
but girl, I'm still going to come done. Like that's how I do, but I'm still going to struggle.
That is how you do. Tell us how long you've been in No BS, how much weight you've lost, and what's your favorite band?
Dave Matthews is my favorite band. It's on my necklace. I joined No BS in March of 2017. So I have been a member for 5 years. I read someone say yesterday that they were like, I cannot believe everything that is in this membership. Like I thought it wasn't going to be real. And it absolutely has just blown me away. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly why I wanted to work here. Because I was knocked over by how much, like, I was like, how is she not famous? When I joined, there was 300 members in our, pretty sure Judith joined at the same time that I did. We were almost the exact same time. And there were like 300 members in the group and that was it. And she had like 50,000 followers on Facebook. And I'm like, how does the world not know about Corinne fucking Crabtree? Like, I don't understand.
Where right? Like, I believe it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have lost 75. And then like a lot of people, I gained 50 during the distance learning because it was that or kill my kids. And there's laws against that. And I'm kidding. And I've lost 32 again. So I'm well on my way.
Oh, that's amazing. That's awesome. So tell us, how do we do this? How do we do this?
You want to share your screen so we can show them?
I do want to share my screen. Let's do it. All right. So, tell me if this works.
First, I want to say, before I start to explain this, I want to say that I love that Dina really went into explaining what accountability is and like the basics as to why we get into accountability groups. And I love that you pointed out the difference between internal and external accountability, because it's so important. Because if you don't have the wherewithal in you to try a little bit, the external isn't always going to help. So I just kind of want to explain to everybody how I pair people up, you know, the process that I go through when I do it. And I also wanted to announce, and I'm really excited that, sometimes I would get emails from people saying, you know, well, I really want somebody in my age group. I really want somebody, you know, who's got young kids. And our accountability, form has changed so many times, because we constantly are listening to the feedback that we get from everybody and we change it according to what people are asking for. So
I love that we constantly change because of what we hear in the membership.
Exactly.
Let's go through like the down and dirty of like the details of how to do it. And then I want to put your face back full on screen so that you can talk about all the other stuff. Yeah. So run us through like just how to sign up here on the website.
It's honestly super easy. You just go to the very top right there and you click here to sign up.
Accountability group. See on the left-hand side. Look at that. And then you can read all of this blah, blah, right?
Oh, look. It's blah, blah.
There's so much information on here. You guys.
There's information. There's a video from Corinne.
It's right here, right? Like, this is it. Sign up now. Let me do it. Ooh. And then it just asks questions and you just keep hitting start.
That's it. Hit start and then you just fill it all out. You answer as many questions as you can, as well as you can. Don't stress about one thing. I really want to point out, if you could start going through the questions, Dina.
Yep.
You wouldn't mind. One thing we've had some confusion on, you might have to fill it out to go. Oh, there you go. One thing we've had some confusion on is there's a question that asks if you want to be the creator of the group. And I want to stress that the person that is the creator, okay, here on this subgroups page, right at the very top, if you don't know what a subgroup is, or if you want to sign up for one that you see listed that you're not in, you can just click on that link and it takes you to the subgroup page. So you can join any subgroup that you're not already a part of. I realize that there are a lot of people that don't know how many subgroups we have, and we have
a lot. How many subgroups? That's amazing.
We have a lot. We have a lot.
Email. How do you describe yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Where is that? What are you working on? I love it. There, so,
I did capitalize. This doesn't mean that you lead the group. This is the person when it asks if you want to be the creator, that does not mean that you are in charge. You do not have to run the group. You do not have to tell people what to do unless that's your personality and you want to, and it works for you. And girl, do you do it? Love it. Do it. But you are not in charge of anything. The creator is literally the person who simply takes the names, puts them into a text group, a WhatsApp group, or a Marco Polo group, and says hi. That is your only responsibility. You have no other responsibility other than that if you create the group.
I want to just keep going through this. And then you hit submit, and then we're done.
Yep.
That's amazing.
I do also want to explain a little bit about how I pair people. There are certain factors that I try to make very, very hard that you are in the same group. We make sure that you are in the same time zone. Sometimes if you're in like a WhatsApp group, I'll do like Western Canada and the Pacific Northwest, because that's basically the same time zone and you're not paying like text charges for that. I try to always make sure I'm not going to put deep dive divas with bottom line bitches, because someone's going to end up frustrated. You know what I mean? Like I will mix if need be. So my first goal, whenever I go in there and I see all the names, is I try to match as many of the categories that we have listed that you answered the questions for as humanly possible. Like time zone, how you describe yourself, how much weight you have to lose, what subgroups you're in. Like I try to match as many as humanly possible. And then as I start getting people matched and there are less names left, then I'm just match as many as I can.
Typically, how many are in a group?
If it's a group, I'll do up to five.
Okay. That's the matching number.
Six with Marco Polo. Yeah. If someone's been waiting and they're all Pacific Northwest and they're all deep dive divas, I'm not going to make this one wait another week until I get enough people to sign up. So I'll throw her on into the group. I haven't had many complaints about that. So
yeah. Tell me what the benefit of a group versus a partnership, because you can request for either one of those, right?
That is absolutely personal. Like I am, for instance, I'll take myself as an example. I have been in probably 20 accountability groups. I've been in so many accountability groups, and I have learned that I don't like accountability groups. Mm-hmm. I don't like the group text. It drives me nuts. I do really well with a partner. Just one person, we text every day and that's it. It's literally personal preference. I know there's someone in here, Rava, those girls are all over it. They absolutely are, like, they have in-depth conversation. They work the shit out of their accountability group. And they're
here to represent them today.
Yep. I've gotten a couple messages from Rava telling me how great her group is. It makes my day when I hear that. But some people love the group. They love the community. They love the mixture of thoughts and opinions and questions. And some people just prefer the one-on-one. So it's honestly just personal preference. It's just what feeds your soul to get you where you need to go.
You know? And I love that you have that option. I saw a question in the chat saying, how many groups can I be in?
As many as you want. As many as you want. If you want to be in 10, be in 10. Girl, you do you. It's all up to you. It does not matter. We would never put a cap on that. That's totally your opinion. And if, let's say you're in a group, this is something that happens. Let's say you get put into a group and you're like, this is not working. I am not meshing with these people. No big deal. Absolutely no big deal. Send me an email. You don't even have to fill it out again. Send me an email. I can make the changes on the form, put you back in there and get you a new group. The only thing we ask ever is just let your group know that it's not working. And you don't need to give them a big, long breakup speech. It does not need to be, I have loved you. You've been amazing, but it's time, you know, like, don't stress about that. Because quite frankly, if Dina and I were in an accountability group and it wasn't working, I would literally be like, okay, this isn't working. I'm going to, you know, this is just not where I want to be. I'm going to try something else. And if she gets upset about that, then that's her feelings, right? Like it's not your fault if it's not working. Well,
absolutely. No, I agree. I think
we're Dina and I would cry because we're forever community.
Yeah. And I think we forget, right? Like we're all no BS women. Like we pivot and we know all about that.
Exactly. And just because a group doesn't work for someone, it doesn't mean it's personal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
For instance, like I said, I can't stand group texts. They make me agitated. I don't like them at all. And so it has nothing to do with the people. I could adore every single individual person, but I hate group texts.
Yeah. And I like the idea that you also give people options to like create their own, to
absolutely
with the people how they could do that themselves.
Yeah, and you don't have to tell us if you've created your own unless you would like to tell us. You know what I mean? Like if you would like to let us know that me and this person are in a group together, you can. It is nice to know if you've created your own and I have you in the forms just so I don't turn around and put you in a group and you're like, oh crap, I don't need to be in a group.
Oh, okay. So like if you've signed up and then you're like, oh, yeah, I want to find my own or I have found my own, it would be a great idea to tell you. But if you have created a group, you don't need to check
no,
it with you.
No.
Okay.
And if
so
you
tell ever us how different people do that, because I see it in the membership that they create it. So like, how do people do that?
So
how do people create their own?
That is an excellent question. And it actually leads to why we added subgroups into the questionnaire. There were a lot of times where I'd have people write in and they would say, like I said, I want someone in the Eastern time zone who's over 65, you know, and they don't have kids or they're retired or whatever. And oftentimes I would say, well, go post within the subgroup. Because if the question wasn't on the, I am kind of limited to what I have within the forums. There are things that I know if people have emailed me or if I've read them within the groups, within the Facebook groups, but you know, I have the questions that I have on the form. So I don't always know what your age group is, what your profession is. So I would direct them to a subgroup, you know, and ask them to post themselves. Yeah. You are always welcome to post within the Facebook groups, the subgroups, wherever you want, just saying, you know, here's what I'm looking for. I will give a little tip. I have noticed if you post within one of the Facebook groups or the subgroups and you leave a really long, like
criteria.
Yeah. It tends to deter people because they kind of get this like, well, I can't live up to all that. You know what I mean? Like
if you like pina coladas, taking walks.
Right. Like if you want someone who lives in Florida and walks around with a parrot on their right shoulder, maybe let's not point all that stuff out because it might be a little much.
So. I love it. That's a great idea. And so many times too, sometimes people connect with people on calls. They're like, oh, I want to get to know that chick. Like,
who is that chick? Totally got an email saying, I want to be hooked up with the person that was on that call. And it's worked.
Yeah.
That's so don't be afraid to ask.
And I love your system. Like, I have no idea what voodoo magic you do, but you are great at your job. So many people find success being paired by the accountability goddess. So please check it out. I would love to now call the No BS Sisters. So Katie, I'm going to call you up to panelists. She is the one that you were talking about, Heidi, that she's with
Brava.
Yes. And then we have Kelly. I'm going to promote her to panelists. We have Keisha. And you guys have to unmute and start your cameras. We have Leah up. Look at all these beautiful No BS women.
I hugged Kelly not that long ago.
That's so awesome. And then I'm looking, who am I missing? I'm looking for Jean. There we go. There's Jean. She's going to come up and share with us. Do we have everybody? One, two, three. Wait. One, two, three, four, five. Who am I missing? Jean, Kelly, Katie, Leah, Keisha, Bridget. Where's Bridget?
I saw shops a lot and I'm like, that's Jean.
Bridget, if you can hit your raise hand icon, we can get you on here and we can start chatting. You have to hit that icon on the bottom of your screen. Is it under reactions? And everybody unmute so we can chat. There we go, Bridget. I see you. I see you. And everybody unmute and we can have a little chat. Look at these Wonder Women. I love it. They were so generous, and I asked them if they would come because Heidi has told me these are the Wonder Women of accountability. They have made it work. I asked them and they were more than happy to come up and share. It's not easy. It's not easy getting on a Zoom call in front of thousands of people. No pressure.
Don't remind us.
That's going to be recorded and stamped till the end of time. That's no pressure. But thank you so much for coming here today. I would love to hear some of your tips and tricks. We asked you to think about how are you doing this? Like, how is it making it work? What is the difference that you think that has this working? The first question that I want to ask is, what did you think when you were thinking about accountability groups that made you do it, right? Like, were you thinking like, I don't know about this accountability business, but let me give it a try? Or anything that you want to share with us. Let's start with Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is in your group? How is it doing? Some tips and tricks that you want to share with us? That would be awesome.
I'm from the No Name, No BS group. I'm Rava, Holly, Lisa, and Jennifer, and myself. Things that really work for us is that we found the right people, right? Most of our group actually was part of other accountability groups. And just like Heidi said, they didn't work for us. They were wonderful people, but we had to ask for a new group and then finally found ourselves with the right people to be able to do our long and sometimes rambling, but great thought work posts. We use Marco Polo. We check in when it works for us. Sometimes that means from a pool. Sometimes that, for me, it's on dirt while I walk. And we share our journeys in No BS together.
Rava said that you generate questions every day for the group. Is that true?
Yes, I do.
That's awesome. Where do you find your questions? Like, what kind of questions do you ask?
So this last week has been easy because I've been pulling them on our tips and tricks of what have worked for No BS. So I have a whole list of things to add for the panel so that I would come prepared. But a lot of it's about teamwork. A lot of it's about No BS. We don't pretend to be coaches, but we do push each other to, whether it be a journal prompt or a podcast. Hey, did you check out this lesson? I think that might really help whatever you were talking about yesterday. Or hey, did you ask coaches about that? We try to make sure that we're supporting each other and we giggle a lot.
That's awesome. I'm all into the giggling. And I love how you said, we're not coaches, but all of us have that internal wisdom, right? We all have something to share from our lives that's so beneficial in accountability groups. I'm going to get back to you with some more of those tips and tricks because that sounds amazing. I want to talk to Keisha, and you have your partner here with you too, Bridget, right? You guys are accountability partners. This is amazing. Tell us more how that's working. Tell us about yourself.
Well, we found each other organically through the Facebook group. And I mean, I'm not going to lie, we were excited. We were like, hey, sis. Like, it's not, you know, a lot of us. So we were super excited to find each other. And we both had just joined. And so it was super organic. But I think what makes us special is that it's just us two. It's a partnership. And Coach Dina, you mentioned earlier, it's about the support. So I think what makes it special with the partnership is that we feel very comfortable to be fully transparent with each other. Like, it's not just where we're just sharing our wins, which we do celebrate our wins together. And the great thing about celebrating our wins together is it's extended just not just from weight loss. We also celebrate our personal wins. So that's great. So the transparency of just the partnership is we can be vulnerable, we can be real. And I think that's really support, is having that support when things are really not always easy.
Yeah, it's such a tendency, right, to like hide when we're not doing it all right.
Yes. And
I love that it's the partnership is working instead of the group. Bridget, what do you think?
I have to agree. I think that I have been following Corinne since about 2018. I think I found Notebooks with Plans dating back to 2018, but I just joined in March. And having a partner, having somebody to reach out to when you are going through your low points, has been very helpful for me just in these last few months. Having Keisha has been amazing, because before I tended to just kind of hide and spiral in shame, would fall off the wagon and stay off for weeks at a time because I would just be beating myself up. But having someone that is consuming the same content as you are, that is using the same mindset that you are to change those thoughts, to reach out to, has been invaluable. I don't know what I would do without my partner.
Well, I could cry right now. It's so true.
You know, when you're on those low points, you do feel like that, you know, Corinne calls it like special unicorns, right? Like no one has ever traveled this hard road that I have. No one has messed up as big as I have. And, you know, having that ear of like a partner to be like, all right, truth talk, you know, this is what happened. And for them to be like, yeah, that happens all the time. Such a good reality check, you know, that this is exactly right. Look
and
at
just you, to quickly, Carter. Just to quickly piggyback off of Bridget, the fact that when things aren't perfect and we do kind of have like a little spiral, which is normal, I do notice because we have our weekly check-ins and because we have our daily text messages, we get right back to it so much quicker than we would have if we didn't have each other.
Like that. Quote, right?
Absolutely.
Like it just shortens that time of spiral. I love that point. That is so true. Mm-hmm. We also have Kelly on the panel. Kelly, you have like the no BS dream team of partnerships too. Who is on your group, and tell us about them and you know how it's working? Because wait till you hear who's in her group.
Well, I'm part of the KFG ladies, and y'all may want to know what that is. That's the Keep Fucking Going ladies. There's three of us. Actually, I found these two girls, we actually met in person at the March camp, but we kind of organically come together in the life coaches group because I'm part of a group of nine that is the LCS No BS ladies that we actually went through school together and got to know each other. And then I got to meet Cammie and Christy, and it was almost like immediately, like I knew I'd found my people. Like it was just the match, like the feelings we had. And of course, it's just been amazing since then. We just actually, me and Christy was able to come together again to be in person for DSB. And what I want to offer that when you have an accountability group or partnership, you know, of course I thought, you know, three ladies, how catty is this going to be? Is this going to work out? And it actually really did, because we each bring strengths and our weaknesses to the table. And we're also helping each other build. Where we're weak, we come together strong. We challenge each other. It's amazing because Cammie, of course, challenged us to do the most uncomfortable thing at DSB. And on that challenge, me and Christy shined. Like, we actually come out. We used our Marco Polo to include our partner, Cammy, who wasn't able to be with us during that. So, I mean, Cammy actually got to come across the finish line on a Marco Polo with Christy and got to talk to Corinne. It was like, it's just amazing what this group does for me. And also,
chills. And I love that you pointed out that, you know, you guys met at an event. Like, wouldn't it be fun, like, to meet up with your accountability group or partner, like, one day at one of these events? Like, I bet you that the bond that you have, you know, via screen just suddenly transforms too when you see each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I look forward to our Marco Polos every day. Like, they Marco Polo on the way to work. I'll check back in. But when I'm not showing up and I'm being silent, who do you think's calling my bullshit? And that's good because, yeah.
I want to point out something really quick that I think is really important, because there are a lot of people that get really, like, when you suggest Marco Polo, they're like, what the fuck? No, I'm not getting on video. There is a level of intimacy involved with Marco Polo that is so much better than anything else, because you get the nuances of somebody's conversation. You get to see their face, and it's just different. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean, oh, if you're in a text group, it's not going to work. No, of course not. But if you've never tried Marco, the first couple times I tried Marco Polo, it stressed me out so bad. I was like, I don't want to be on camera. Fuck this. No, now I'll go on there like jacked up first thing in the morning, no makeup on, looking like shit, laying in bed sick. Like, I don't feel good. You know, it adds this level of intimacy that you can't get elsewhere. And I love that so many of you use Marco Polo and you love it. I can imagine, Katie, how long y'all's Marco Polos are. Sweet baby Jesus, y'all. I've heard your guys' Marco Polos are probably so long. And I love that you ask questions every day. I think that that's important. When you start to get stagnant, start making up shit to do with each other. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to add that really quick. Sorry.
Yeah, Katie, I think we're all interested in the questions. So, like, maybe you can pop in like a post in the membership too. Like, these are some of the questions that I ask, you know, to share your brain power, because that would be
no pressure. Fun. No pressure. Yeah.
Thanks so much. Leah, I want to hear from you. Like, when I get excited, you know, when I see all of you guys, because it's like, man, these are like power women. I love it. And I've been, you know, I see you guys on the in the groups and stuff. So I am so excited. And I know that the membership is excited to see you guys face to face. Just like how you guys get excited to see us, we get excited to see you guys. We're like, oh my gosh, look, there's each other, there's Kelly, there's Jean. Leah, tell us what group you're in or groups you're in and how that's working for you.
Yeah, hi guys, and hi everyone on my accountability teams who's listening in. I am part of the Columbus, Ohio No BS Accountability Team. Whoop, whoop, Columbus. I'm also part of the High and Dry No BS Accountability Team, 420 for Life. I also have a lot of accountability partners just personally. So, like, quick shout out to Kat Electra. Everybody knows Kat. And Melissa. You know, I have people who keep me honest that I talk to every day. And it is such a blessing. And it is, I mean, you know, if this is your battle against weight loss, then these are your sisters in arms. And these are the women who are going to keep you going with both discipline, but also extreme love and kindness. And that is what's working for me. I have women that I talk to every day who do keep me honest, but I have women who I talk to every day who are just exude love and exude kindness and patience. And it's, yeah, it really fills my cup for real.
I love that you're an example of someone who has, you know, several accountability groups. And yeah, we all know Kat. We all love Kat. And sometimes it's so great to just have that one-on-one with them. Like, yeah, we see them in the groups, but if you want to connect with someone, and like you say, who doesn't need more love and positivity in their life? If you can hook up with several members and say, hey, you know, keep me accountable. Let's start a relationship. Like, how do you say that? Heidi, help. You just reach out, right? And you just.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Jean. I love Jean so much. She is one of the members that from the get-go started off my, can I blame it on Jean? Like my ugly crying sessions. Talk about positivity and love. Jean is like a support for anyone who needs support. She's there. Tell us about your experience with accountability groups and how you do it, what you're in.
Well, I love you too, Dina. You know that. I'm in multiple accountability groups, but what I'd like to say, Heidi, I was probably in one with you for a while too, and there was probably too much texting going on. But a couple of things that I wanted to say is it's okay if people drop out of accountability groups for whatever reason. They don't need to explain their reason. It could be that they were only wanted to be there for a season, but you will find your people. You just have to keep looking. I found all of my groups organically as well. They don't need to be in your area. They don't need to be in your age range. Yes, you should have something in common, such as the love for no BS and wanting to lose weight and all the things. That's how I found the Lemons, actually. We ranged in age from 25 to 55. I was the oldest at the time. We've been together for 4 years, just as long as I've been in OBS. I also have the C-Notes that I've been with for 4 years. C-Notes were people that wanted to lose 100 pounds. And a big shout out to Jody Mal, who has lost 100 pounds way back in 2019 and has kept it off the whole time. I have a couple of groups that were formed from camps back in 2019, the Gems and the Pearls, and we're all still together. But it sounds like a lot, but it's not an everyday 24/7 type of thing. We will do a roll call if we haven't heard from people in a while. Accountability groups are great for keeping you on your game. Like if we haven't heard from somebody for a while, I will reach out individually. Other times we'll just do like Marco Polo. And for people that don't know what Marco Polo is, it is a video app, but I saw some questions come through. Can you vent on Marco Polo? Yes, you can. But if you think you said too much, you can also delete it. That's one of the great features of it. Don't apologize. That's one of the first rules, is no apologizing for how you look, what you said. It just come on there and be yourself, because if people don't want to accept you, they're not your people. So keep looking until you find the right people. Funny thing is, I had always been looking. I had asked Mary Jo from the get-go, I'm like, can you tell me if there's anybody in my area? So we did find that there are, if you look up in meetups, you will find groups of people nearby. And that's also on the website. And just randomly in the New England group, someone had posted, hi, I'm new. And I'm like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. I've been here a while. I'd be happy to show you around. And I said, where do you live? And she's like, well, I'm in Connecticut. And I'm like, me too. Whereabouts? And she said, Milford. I said, me too. And I'm like, whereabouts? And she said the name of my street. We live on the same street. And a big shout out to Eileen Mary, who is my all-weather walker, one-on-one accountability person. And she even did the DSB. We only did 1 hour, but she did it with a broken rib. So
my goodness, that is amazing.
That's not accountability.
Right. What is? That is amazing. And I love that example of and reminder that it doesn't have to be like a forever thing, right? This is not a marriage. This is not like a lifetime commitment. Right.
A couple of other groups that were formed for specific reasons. Like one of them was supposed to be during the 2 pound takedown challenge. And we were only going to do the month. And I'm like, well, this is great. We got to know the people. Let's keep going. So we went for a couple more months, but I just had so many commitments that I'm like, okay, I have to start to bow out. of some of these groups. And then I had some for nighttime eating, whatever you have. Like, and then I had some in the Binge Better group. So if you have a need, put yourself out there. It might be awkward as hell, but you're going to find your people.
Yeah. And I love that focus. Like, you know, this month we're dropping it like it's hot for Corinne's birthday gift.
Yeah.
That's a great idea to try to find a little group to support you. And with the intention of like, hey, we're going to meet this month together for a month. No commitments. Let's do it. And support each other. I love it. Yeah. Heidi.
I never expected some of these people to be like lifelong friends. Like I'm going to weddings and baby showers and it's just amazing.
People on your street. I love that. Heidi,
I know, right?
I think Jean touched on something that I really want to stress to people. And it is so freaking important. You don't have to be just like the people in your group. You can learn and grow so much from someone who's 20 years older than you, who doesn't have any kids, who hates dogs. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what, I mean, we all want to lose weight. Like, that's what we're here for. And just because you're not identical doesn't mean, like, I don't smoke pot. I don't give a fuck. Like, we can talk about smoking pot because I used to smoke it all the time. Like, that doesn't mean we can't be in a group together. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter if you're identical. You know, oftentimes I get people that literally will write in and they're like, I need someone who's exactly like me. And that's great. And I will do my freaking damnedest to find someone just like you. But you can learn so much from someone who isn't just like you. That's absolutely a really important, important factor. And I'm glad that you brought that up, Jean.
Keisha, I know that you are probably going to have to pop out soon because you have like a tight, tight deadline. But do you have any parting wisdom that you'd like to share with us, something that you want?
Boy.
If you, no pressure.
I mean, I would just say, if you're on the fence about it, like obviously if you're on this call, you either you have a great accountability group or you're considering it, do it. Just do it. It's something that it's just another tool that's in your toolbox that's going to help you reach your goal.
Yeah, absolutely. Katie, I know you have, what did you said you sourced your group. What are some tips that you want to share with us?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you mean by that.
Oh, I thought you said you had a list from your group that you guys had.
Of tips and tricks. Sure. I honestly, Keisha, Leah, and Jean covered a lot of them. So did Kelly and Bridget. You know, the other things that it's just to take the opportunity to be heard. A lot of us feel like in our lives we're not being heard, especially if we've been, I don't know, if you've been in weight loss a long time, our friends and family are sick of hearing about it. It's a great opportunity to have somebody on a daily or weekly basis that wants to hear about it, right? Wants to hear about it and can learn from you as much as you can teach, you know, you can share and learn from them and they can learn from you. It's a two-way street, which I think
that's such a good point. I call it geeking out on no BS because there's nothing like the sisterhood. Like, you know, when you get this aha moment and you're like, me, I'll go to my husband. I'll be like, you know what I just, you know, realized. And he's like, okay. It's like, no, you don't understand. But when you talk to a no BS sister, they're like, oh my God, you know, like they get excited. So I totally understand that. Kelly, do you have any other things that you'd like to share with the group of what's working?
One thing that really helps us, like if somebody's having a particular challenge, like we've had the water challenge, like two of the girls, Christy and Cammie, could not get in their water. So annoying Kelly over here with the Marco Polo and the text all day long, got a water, to the point that they were like, okay, I will get my water in. And then it just created that pattern, just having that little reminder. And sometimes it was just a funny Marco Polo or whatever. Those kind of things can create your success in the end. And then you celebrate them together.
App, right? Like who needs a water app? Like just tap your accountability partner, like bug me, tell me. Like
at bug me, I'll help you.
Yeah. To ask me if I've done my, plan for the day. That's awesome. Leah, do you have any tips and tricks that you want to share?
Tips and tricks.
Or just, you know, like, you know, what do you most love about your partnerships or groups or tips and tricks?
that they let me text them incessantly almost every day.
Yeah. That's so fun, right? Like, it's just fun.
Yeah, my accountability groups are not for everyone. The women that are in it are unbelievable. They talk to me every day. Kat posts her 24-hour, like, we hold each other accountable. We post our 24-hour plans every day. We know when we're not, you know? It's wonderful to have women that you get. It's wonderful to have women to talk to every day. A lot of us came out of Corona feeling lonely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I do.
Look at the screen alone. Like, yeah. I want to hang out with all of you, all of you. Like, and when you think about our membership, this is just a slice of people that are out there. We think that there is this protocol or this, you know, ideal Nubius woman, that they're all the same and they're all, you know, look like this or whatever. Like, look at this panel. You guys are like amazing. And the inner knowledge and wisdom that you each hold, your unique lives, your unique perspectives, like, let's party. Like, I love it. Like, I love getting to know you all and to know that there's thousands of No BS women out there who are feeling alone for no reason. Like, reach out. Like, these are the type of women that you can like hang out with and learn from and be accountable with. Bridget, like, do you have some tips and tricks, or tell me why you just like love accountability?
Well, I love it because I have someone to check in with daily, to let them know what I'm doing, what I'm focusing on for the day. Just like yesterday, I text Keisha about a quote that I heard in one of my Peloton classes, and it was, a goal is a wish, but a standard holds you accountable. What are your standards for today? So I told her, like, when I heard that, it was like, oh my God, that it helped me so much, because I struggled with setting goals because I would always hear that nagging voice. As soon as I would think of a big goal, it would be like, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you'll never accomplish that. But it's like, when you break it down into just daily standards for yourself, then it just set off a light bulb for me. So starting yesterday, actually, I started texting her my standards for the day in the morning. And then in the evening, I will check in with her and let her know if I met them and if I didn't, why, and so on and so forth. So I just think it's great to have someone that is on the same journey that you're on, that you can reach out to and be transparent with, and just let them know what your struggles are and what's helping you. And Keisha is an amazing cheerleader. I love having her in my corner.
And I hear that over and over. Yeah, I know, right? Like,
can you say again, Bridget, can you say that quote again? Because everybody wants to write that shit down.
Okay. A goal is a wish, but standards hold you accountable. What are your standards for today? And I heard that from my favorite Peloton instructor, Tunde Oyene. She says that in her classes.
Yeah. Beautiful. That is amazing. Thank you so much.
We need that on a graphic.
Right? And I think you're so lucky.
I've got it on my wall now.
Yeah. You're so lucky, Heidi. You get to hear like all the love, I bet. Like, you must get emails of like, I love my accountability
group. I love when I get emails going, oh my gosh, I love my group. I love my partner. I love my this. I love my that. And y'all don't do it enough. So can you send me more emails? That's how I get my external motivation.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Jean, you want to give us some parting, drop some wisdom on us and give us some encouragement of like, because I know there's people out there that are like, well, that just sounds fabulous, but I don't think so. Or, you know, they're in an existing accountability group and it may not be working for them. And they're like, dang, like what's going on? Because there's hope, right? Like, I love your story of how, and Leah too, how you guys are like, you guys just make it work.
Absolutely. I am a deep dive diva, as most people know. I'm on as many of the calls live as I can be. But then what I do, not everybody has that time or that dedication, but I'm kind of known as like the group reporter. So I'll go back and sometimes I'll send it to all of my groups just to say, hey, did you listen to the Q&A today? You have to listen to what Corinne just said. It's so motivational. And that will lead into further discussion. positive, negative, either way. You know, everybody can have their opinions.
I love that. Like, using,
don't stop believing.
Yeah. It's like using your superpower, right? Like, you know that that's your gift. Kelly, like Cami does amazing journaling and posts, so that she must use that gift. You know, each one of you probably have your strengths that you share with your group. And I think that's the beauty of, you're like cultivating other people's strengths. And we're like the Avengers, you know, it's like we all have our superpower and then we show up and together it's like, I love that.
And sometimes you might not want to, you don't like the answer that people gave, but my advice would be, don't respond immediately, sit on it and see, maybe they did have a different perspective that I wasn't seeing. And that's what's so great. Like you said, our spouses and people in our everyday life don't have the same set of tools. They don't have the tools in the toolbox that Corinne gives us. So in no BS, find your people and don't stop believing.
I love that. How else could we end that more perfectly? I don't think so. Thank you so much for coming and joining and sharing your tips and tricks. I think it's amazing. I think you have really helped so many people who are on the fence of signing up. If you are on the fence, come on, girls, jump in. The water is fine. And just check out the No BS membership website. Check out the accountability page. See, you know, push that button, fill out that form. If not, if you want something more specific, feel free to go out into your subgroups or main post and put in your little, you know, dating app post. If you like pina coladas, if you like walks on the beach, and find your people. And Heidi, any last words?
Nope. If you have more questions, shoot me an email.
Yep. That sounds good. This Sunday, we're going to have Corinne coaching. She will be coaching, life coaching in general. I think she has specific people lined up. We are also having our Women of Color subgroup coaching call on Sunday. If you are a part of the Women of Color subgroup, you can find the information there. It is a call for us. And you can check out the details on the training calendar and in the subgroup of how to join those calls on Sunday. Thank you so much. This one is in the books. It will be on the replay on Tuesday, so we can check it out some more and tell your friends to check out the call, because it's very helpful, like we talked about, finding your people in No BS. You guys, happy Aloha Friday. We're done. Let's have a great weekend. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys. Take care.
Bye. Bye.